Today's Amud is Sukkah Chavav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chavav Amud Aleph, the second line from the top, by the word Tanya. So says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amr of Chananya ben Akavio, Kaisve Svarim Tfilin Umuzuzis, those that write Sefer Bekitzer, those that write Sefer Torah Tfilin Umuzuzis, so Hain, they, the Sefer themselves, the Tagarean, and the merchants, the Tagre Tagarean, and the retailers, all of these people, V'cholo Iskin B'Melecha Shemayim, and everybody who's Isaac in Melecha Shemayim La'asuye Meichre Tchilas, to include those who sell Tzitzis, all of these people, they're Isaac B'Mitzvah, and therefore they're Petura Mikriya Shema, because they're Isaac B'Mitzvah, so Isaac B'Mitzvah Patam Na'Mitzvah, so they're Petura Mikriya Shema, from davening, from wearing tefillin, they're potter from all the mitzvahs hamuras b'tayra, being that they're Isaac b'mitzvah, so they're potter from all these mitzvahs. L'kayim divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, which is a kiyum to be makayim that which Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, Shahaya Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, he used to say, Ha'Isaac b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah, that one who's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, so he's potter from doing other mitzvahs. So these people, the seifrim, the merchants, the retailers, those that sell tzitzis, they're all Isaac b'mitzvah, memela, they're potter from a mitzvah. They're potter from other mitzvahs. Now Rashi over here by Tagrayan, so Rashi says that they're doing the mitzvahs, ha'leikchen mehem, kede limkor ulham tzion letzarech lehem. It's the people who buy the sefer Torah, tefillin u'mezuzos, from the people who write them, from the seifrim, in order to make them available to those that need them. So Rashi is a little bit mashma that the only time we say that the merchants are Isaac b'mitzvah patam na mitzvah is if a person's doing the mitzvah lishma, if he's doing it in order so that it should be available. But what would be if the merchant's doing it in order to make a nice penny? He's doing it to make parnasa. So then it sounds like from Rashi that then we wouldn't apply Isaac b'mitzvah patam na mitzvah. We only say that a person's Isaac b'mitzvah. It's not considered he's Isaac b'mitzvah if he's doing it for parnasa. He's only Isaac b'mitzvah if he's doing it lishma. And the Magen Avraham makes this diyak in Siman Lamed Ches, Sifka and Ches, he makes this diyak from Rashi, that it seems like it's only if you do it lishma, then you're considered doing a mitzvah. But if you're not doing it lishma, then you're not being Isaac b'mitzvah. And he asks from a Gemara in Darim, he brings that the Gemara in Darim and Lamed Gimel Mebeis, there it discusses a machzir aveda, a person who's returning a lost object, and it says over there that he has a din of Isaac b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, he's being Isaac in the mitzvah of Hashavas aveda, and it's mavur there that it's even if he's doing it for the money, that even if he's doing it for the money, he still say, even if he gets benefit, he's doing it to gain money, he's still considered that he's Isaac b'mitzvah. And the kasha is that why is it, according to what we have in our Gemara, it seems like if you do it for the money, then it's not called you're being Isaac b'mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham in his second teretz over there in Siman Lamed Ches, he says that it depends on what the Iker Kavana is. That of course over there in the Gemara Nedarim, it seems clear that he's getting benefit from this, that he's getting some money for the fact that he's returning the Aveda. He's doing it a little bit for the money, but that's not his Iker Kavana. His Iker Kavana is l'shem the mitzvah, and therefore that has a din of Isaac b'mitzvah. A person's considered Isaac b'mitzvah even though he's also thinking about the parnasa, as long as his ikr kavana is l'shem the mitzvah. But over here, Rashi means to be lafuke, a person whose ikr kavana is for the money. If his ikr kavana is for the money, so then it's not called that he's being Isaac b'mitzvah. And this is brought l'halacha by the Mishnah Brura over there. In Siman Lamed Ches, he brings down this tarot of the Magen Avraham, that a person's only considered Isaac b'mitzvah if he's doing it l'shem the mitzvah. But if he's doing it for alternative purposes, such as doing it for parnasa, so then it's not considered that he's Isaac b'mitzvah. And the Bir Halacha over there, he adds that even if it's a 50-50, he proves from a different Gemara that even if it's a 50-50, a person's doing it half for Parnassah and half for the mitzvah, it doesn't have to be that he's mainly doing it for the mitzvah. Even if it's 50-50, that's also considered that he's Isaac b'mitzvah. Which, obviously, this sugi is going to have a lot of ramifications when it comes to many different professions, that one's Mekayim during, many different professions, a person's Mekayim, different mitzvahs throughout doing the job. And so from this sugi it comes out that it's only considered that he's being Isaac b'mitzvah if he's doing it for the mitzvah. If he's just doing it be'ikr to make parnasa, and it happens to be he's also doing a mitzvah, so then it's not called that he's Isaac b'mitzvah. Now, the Bir Halacha is mechadish that it could be that there's a difference between the Sefer and the Tagarehan. The Rashi is by Tagarehan. It could be the Sefer who's mamish being Isaac in the actual mitzvah. He's writing the Sefer Torah, the Tefillin, the Mezuzahs. Even when he writes it, he says, v'lashem the mitzvah. So being that he's Isaac in the actual mitzvah, so then it could be as long as he just has some kavana for the mitzvah, even if his ikr Kavanas for Parnasa, it could be then he's still Mekayim the mitzvah that he's doing. It's only the Tagarean who aren't be'etzem being Isaac in the mitzvah. They're taking the tefillin and providing it to other people. Since they're not be'etzem being Isaac in the mitzvah, so they need to have it that the Iker Kavana is l'shem the mitzvah. But the Seifrim themselves who are mamish being Isaac in the mitzvah, even if their Iker Kavana is for Parnasa, so then they're still considered being Isaac in the mitzvah. And Rav Zilberstein brings this in his Sefer Shiurei Torah L'Raifim, which is Shiurim that he gave to different doctors. So in the first Chelik, the mamish, the very first Simen, so he writes based off this Bir Halacha, that maybe there could be a difference between a doctor and a nurse versus maybe someone like the anesthesiologist. That when it comes to the doctor and the nurse, since they're being Isaac mamish in the mitzvah, many different mitzvahs, Hashavas Haveda, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, applies even by a person's guf, the mitzvah of the Chayachicha Imach, the mitzvah of Rapa Yerapi, of course, since they're being Isaac in the guf a mitzvah, so then it could be even a doctor who's having Kavana Be'ikr, L'shem, the Parnasa, it could be he's still considered being Isaac B'mitzvah. Whereas someone else who's assisting the doctor, but he's not mamish helping the patient, he's assisting the doctor, he's doing other things like that, such as the anesthesiologist, who's not mamish doing an act of refuah, so then it could be by such a person, then it has to be that his ikr kavana is l'shem the mitzvah for the refuah. If he would have the ikr kavana l'shem the parnasa, so then it wouldn't be considered that he's being oisik b'mitzvah. That's what comes out from our sugya. Says the Gemara Beiter. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Halchei Drachim Bayoim, those that are traveling by day, so they're Peturim in HaSukkah Bayoim, so they're Pater from Sukkah by day. Now Rashi's Mavur, that this is not talking, and we'll see in the Gemara really is Mavur, the Braisa is going to say, that this is not discussing a case of a person who's going for a mitzvah. A person who's going from a mitzvah that has a separate heter, which we'll discuss soon. This is Halchei Drachim Stam, a person's traveling, even if it's not for a mitzvah. Rashi gives the example that he's traveling for business, but So even though he's just traveling for personal reasons, still the halacha is that while he's traveling, he's potter from sukkah. And the reason for this is based off the rule that we've mentioned already many times of teshu kein tiduru. The Torah says besukkah is teshu shivas yamim. We darish in teshu kein tiduru. You have to live in the sukkah the way you live in your house, just like a person will leave his house to go travel for business reasons. So too, he's allowed to leave the sukkah for the same reasons. However, v'chayavim b'layla, he's potter by day while he's traveling, he's going to be chayiv to sleep in a sukkah at night. Holchei drachim b'layla, if a person's traveling at night, so peturim in a sukkah b'layla, v'chayavim b'yoyim, so then they'll be potter by night, but then by daytime, so then they'll be chayiv in sukkah. Holchei drachim b'yoyim v'layla, if a person's traveling both at day and at night, so then he's peturim in a sukkah b'yim b'yoyim b'yim b'layla, so then he's potter at both times. Holchei l'dvar mitzvah, now if a person's going for a mitzvah, so that already shows you that means the previous case, the reisha, was not talking about l'dvar mitzvah. Now the Bryce is talking about l'dvar mitzvah. Holchei l'dvar mitzvah, if a person's traveling to go to a mitzvah, so then, even if he's only traveling by day, peturim bein bayoyim ubein balayla. So then he's potter both at day and at night. And Rashi explains that he's potter even at night because he's still tarred in the mitzvah. L'maisa, he's still tarred, and therefore he's going to be potter. He's still considered Isaac b'mitzvah. He's going to be potter even at night. Kihadu Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, like the story that happened with Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna, kiavu aili b'shabta derigla l'bei reish kalusa, when they would go on the Shabbos of Sukkot to visit the house of the Reish Kalusa. So Havuganu Araksa de Sura, they would sleep by the riverbanks of Sura, even though they weren't sleeping in the sukkah. And Amri, and they said about themselves, that Anon Shluchei Mitzvah Anon Upaturin, that we're Shluchei Mitzvah, and therefore we're potter from sleeping in the sukkah even at night. Even if it seems like maybe they were only traveling by day, still they were potter, Bein Bayoyim Bein Balaylo, because they were Shluchei Mitzvah. Now, a few nekudas on this Gemara. It says that they said about themselves that they were Shluchei Mitzvah. Which mitzvah were they being Isaac in? So Rashi says, Shluchei Mitzvah Anon, Shebanu lishmaya hadrasha ulahak be'opnei reish galusa. So Rashi seems to mention two separate mitzvahs. First of all, they were going l'shem libudat Torah, lishmaya hadrasha, and then the second mitzvah Rashi says is lahak b'pnei reish galusa, to be mekabel pnei rabbi beregel. We'll learn about that later in the Gemara. Mitzvah for every regel to go visit a person's rebbe. There's a mitzvah to go visit a person's rebbe. So that's what Rashi says is the mitzvah that they were Isaac in. Now the Neid Yehuda in his Truva is the Neid Yehuda in Orachayim Madur Tanyana Simon Sadi Dalid. The Neid Yehuda is mechadish that the mitzvah of kabbalas pnei rabbi doesn't apply nowadays that there's no base hamikdash. He says that it can't be the kavod that we show to a Basar Vidam is greater than the kavod that we show to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, being that now after the Charban there's no mitzvah of Rias Panim Ba'azara to go to be Eilel Regal, to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore there's also no mitzvah to be Bekabo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. And the Neid Yehuda says that that's why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't bring down the mitzvah of being Bekabo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. They don't bring it Lahalacha, says the Neid Yehuda, because it's not relevant nowadays. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they bring the halachas that apply nowadays, and therefore they don't bring this halacha because it doesn't apply nowadays after the Charban. Now they ask on the Neid Yehuda that seemingly from our Gemara, it seems not like that, because at least the way Rashi learns our Gemara, it comes out that Rabbi Barafuna, who lived after the Charban, they were being Isaac b'mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi. According to the Neid Yehuda, there is no mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi after the Charban. The second nekuda to mention over here is that we mentioned that Holchei Drachim are Pater. Even if they're not Isaac in a mitzvah, Holchei Drachim, they're going they're traveling, so they're Pater from the Sukkah during the time that they're traveling. So now we mentioned that Rashi says that Rashi mentions the fact that they're going for business. So famously, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe in Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Simen Sadi Gimel, Rav Moshe is famously medayik from this Rashi that the patur of Holchei Drachim is only for a person who's going for business. Rav Moshe learns that if a person is going on a leisure trip that he could do any time, he has a whole bein hazmanim, he has to go dafka on Sukkot. Says Rav Moshe, if a person is going on such a leisure trip that he could do at any time, so then he does not have a patur of Holchei Drachim. Rav Liashiv in his Aris over here on the Masechta, so it brings that Rav Liashiv was Cholik, but that was the diak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that was the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein based on our Gemara, that Holchei Drachim that are going just for leisure purposes, so they do not have a patur of Holchei Drachim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanan, Shaimrei Ha'ir Bayoim, the security guards, that they're guarding the city by day, so the halacha is patura min asukka bayoim. So while they're guarding the city by day, so they're potter from the sukkah by day. The chayavim belayla, however, they're going to be chayav at night. Shaimrei Ha'ir belayla, if they're guarding the city at night, so patura min asukka belayla v'chayavim bayoim. Everything makes sense. They'll be potter at night, but they'll be chayav by the day. If they're guarding the city day and night, a 24-hour shift, I guess, so then Peturim and Asukah, send their potter both by day and by night. Because man, if they're guarding the city, so they have a Petur. Those that guard the different gardens and orchards, so they're there, they are there by day and by night. So the halacha is paturin bein b'yom u'bein b'layla. So they're pater both at day and at night. Now ask the Gemara, why are these people pater by day and by night when they're just guarding the ginos u'pardesim v'li'avdi sukkah hasam v'leisvu? Why don't they just make themselves a sukkah over there by the ginos u'pardesim? What's the problem? Just make a sukkah there while they're guarding it, and then they'll be able to be mekayim both. They'll watch the ginos u'pardesim and they'll also live in the sukkah. So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Abaye amar teishvu kein teduru. Then no, it's teishvu kein teduru, and a person's supposed to live in the sukkah the way he lives in his house. He's supposed to have all the things he normally has in his house, his couch, his beds, his blankets, his pillows, and being that the shomrei pardesim, they wouldn't be able to bring their things into the sukkah. It would be a lot of things, the big tircha, to bring everything into the sukkah. So therefore, their potter, being that they can't live in the sukkah the way they would live in their house, so therefore they're pater from constructing a sukkah by the Ginei Supardesen. Rava says, and the Ran explains that Rava doesn't agree with Abaye, because Rava says that these shomrim always live in the Ginus Uparadesim without their pillows and blankets. So it's true, in their house they have such things, but being that all year round they live in the Ginus Uparadesim without these things, so it's not a chisaron of Teishu Kein Taduru to on Sukkot be there in a Sukkah without their pillows and blankets, because that's what they do all year round. Rather, Rava says the reason why they're putter from building a Sukkah by the Ginus Uparadesim is because Pirtza Kaira Leganov, that it's like a mushroom, a person makes a hole in the wall and then the Ganov goes through. So too over here, if a person sleeps in a Sukkah by the Ginus Uparadesim, so it's closed off on three sides, he's basically making a hole and inviting a Ganov to come. A Ganov will see that he's in a Sukkah, he can't really see what's going on behind the walls, and they'll view that as an opportunity to go steal from the Ginus Uparadesim. The Shomer is only able to see what's right directly in front of him. So this is like making a hole and inviting a Ganav over to steal. So that's why Rava says that's why they're putter from constructing a Sukkah by the Ginus Uparadesim. May be Nayu, what would be a nafkamino between Abaye and Rava? Says the Gemara, Ike binayu, the commander kario de peri. If let's say the Shomer is only watching just like a pile of fruits, he's not watching a whole paradis. It's just a pile of fruits. So according to Abaye, it's still going to be a problem of Teishu Kein Taduru. Lamais, it's still going to be a tircha for him to bring his pillows and blankets and everything, and therefore he'll be potter from making himself a sukkah by this pile of fruits. However, Rava will say that no, over here there's no problem. The only problem by the Ginus Uparadesim is because you're so to speak inviting a ganav over to come and steal. But over here, where you're just watching a pile of fruits, you could keep it in front of you, and there's no problem of kilu inviting a ganav over to come and steal, because you're able to watch it very well. I saw an interesting brisker Rav on this Gemara on Rav's expression of Pirtza Kaira Leganav. It's brought by Rav Falk in Levusha Shel Torah and Simon Gimel. And he writes over there, he brings this brisker Rav. Now, I'm not into politics. I definitely don't know anything about politics. But one thing is for sure, the Gedolim, who we all love and trust, have said that we're living in difficult times now, that there is mamish gzeiras against Torah. It's pasha, the root of all the gzeiras that we're having now is pasha the gzeira against Torah. So now, one could easily view the matziv, and you could say, oh, yeah, these rishayim, they're making gzeiras, what are they doing, etc., etc., etc. However, the brisker Rav had a different way of viewing the matziv. He explained that the expression is pirtza kaira leganav. It doesn't say that the ganav makes the pirtza. It doesn't say that the ganav makes the hole. It says that a person makes a hole, pirtza, and that's kaira leganav, that calls the ganav to come inside. Said the brisker Rav that at a time that there's gzeiras against Torah, or against Shabbos, whatever the gzeiras are against, it's not the pshat that the ganav, so to speak, is creating the hole and making the gzeira and coming in. The ganav is just going into the hole that's already made. Said the brisker Rav, if there are gzeiras against Torah, it means that we need to be mechazik in Torah. It means that we're lacking and we created a hole that now the ganav goes through. If we'd be doing what we're supposed to do, so then there would be no hole for the ganav to go in. And the brisker Rav said that this also teaches us about the solution. That the solution is to be mechazik in that thing that the gzeira is against. If it's a gzeira against Torah, so be mechazik in Torah. And then be'ezrat Hashem, if we're mechazik, so then there'll be no hole, there'll be no pirtza that will be kaira leganav. It's only pirtza which is kaira leganav. It's only when we have the hole, so then kaira leganav. However, if we make it that there's no pirtza, so then there's no malkum for the ganav. Says the Gemara Vayter. We said in the Mishnah that a person who's sick and those that are assisting the person who's sick, so they're pater from Sukkah. Says the Gemara, now Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. We're not discussing a chayla who's yesh by sakana, a chayla who's dangerously ill. El afilu chayla she'im by sakana. Even if he's a chayla that's not in matziv of a sakana, it's not a dangerous, it's not that his life's at stake over here. Afilu chash be'inav, afilu chash be'raishoy, he just has an eyeache, he just has a headache, afal pikein, he's going to be potter from sukkah. And like we explained when we read the Mishnah, that this is because of Teishu Kein Taduru, that's what the Mishnah Berurah over here brings from Rabbeinu Manoach, that it's because of Teishu Kein Taduru, a person would leave his house if his house was is causing him extra tzar, so too if a chayla she'im by sakana, if being in the sukkah is difficult for him, it's causing him tzar, so though so too he's pater from sukkah, even though it's not a sakana, it's because of teishu came to duru, he doesn't have to live in the sukkah any more than he would live in this house. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Pam achas chashti be'enai, be'kesari. One time I had an ayik when I was in Kesari. The hitzer Rav Yaisi Baribi, li shaynaniu mishamshi chutz l'sukkah. And Rav Yaisi, the great one, gave me a heter, me and those that were helping me, to sleep outside the sukkah. Rav Sharul Rav Acha Bardula, Rav gave a heter to Rav Acha Bardula, lemigna bekilta basukka mishom bake, to sleep inside of a canopy bed inside of the sukkah because of the bake, the bugs that were bothering him. Rashi explains that we're discussing a kilta that a person is, that is considered an ayo, so it's considered like a person's not sleeping in the sukkah. It's halachically considered like he's not in the sukkah. And, but still, Rav gave Rav Acha Bardula a heter to sleep in this kila because the bugs were bothering him, so he had him sleep in this canopy bed. It's interesting that he didn't just tell him to sleep inside. Why not just tell him to go into his house? He told him to stay in the sukkah, but to sleep in the kila. Maybe there's something about the fact that Lamaisa, you're still in the sukkah, and there's still something to gain from being in the sukkah. I don't know. It's interesting, Gemara, that Rav didn't tell him to go inside. He told him to stay in the kila inside the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Rava sharalei l'Rabbi Acha bar Ado lemigna bar mitalalta. Rava gave a heter to Rabbi Acha bar Ado to sleep outside the sukkah. Interesting. Here, he didn't tell him to sleep in the kila. Rava told him to sleep outside the sukkah misham sircha degargishta, because there was a smell on the floor. So maybe that's why he didn't tell him to sleep in the kila, because that wouldn't have helped him. There was a smell, a certain smell that maybe was that came into the sukkah. So he told him he has a heter to leave the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Rava letameh, Rava gave a heter for a person to not sleep in the sukkah, to not be in the sukkah when it smelled bad, is lishitasei. The Amar Rava, Rava said, mitztayer pater min hasukkah, that a person who's having tremendous discomfort, so he's pater from sukkah, so therefore, if there was a bad smell, he said that he has a heter not to be in the sukkah. Frak the Gemara, Ava Anan Tanan, Chaylu Numisham Sheyem, Beturim in Asukkah. How could you tell me anyone who has discomfort is Pater from Sukkah? We learned in the Mishnah that a Chayla is Pater, and those that are helping him, but it's only a someone who's a Chayla. Chayla in Mitztayer Loi. It's mashma only someone who's sick, but not someone who's just experiencing discomfort. Says the Gemara that no, Amri Chayla Hu Mishamshav. The reason why the Mishnah mentioned Dafka Chayla is to teach us that not only is he Pater, but even those that are helping him are Pater. Chayla Hu Mishamshav Peturin. Mitztayer, however, when it comes to a person who's experiencing discomfort, so Hu Pater Mishamshav Loi. So then he himself is Pater, but those, I guess, that are generally assisting him, they'll still be Chayv and Sukkah. That's why the Mishnah Dafka mentions a Chayla to teach us that even the Mishamshav are Paturim. But in a Chanami, really, even a person who's just experiencing discomfort, a certain level of discomfort, we'll see later more about this, but even a person who's experiencing discomfort, so he's Pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Says the Gemara Vayter, Aichel Machilas Arai Chutz LaSukkah. We mentioned in the Mishnah that a person's allowed to eat a snack outside the sukkah, which again is because of Teishu Kein Taduru, just like a person would eat a snack even while he's not inside of his house. His meals he eats in his house, but a snack a person would eat outside the house. So too a person's allowed to eat a snack outside the sukkah. V'kama Achilas Arai, says the Gemara, how much food is considered a snack? And Taisus points out that we're going to be discussing bread. How much bread is considered a snack? Amar Rabbi Yosef, tarti oitlas beye, two or three beitzim, that's considered, even of bread, that's still considered a snack. More than that's already considered a meal, but up to that, that's considered a snack. Other foods, fruits and vegetables, that it could be, is always considered a snack. But this amount of bread, that's considered a snack. Amar Lai Abaye, however, Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef that v'hazimnin segiyan sagi le le'inish v'hachi. Sometimes a person has that amount of food as his entire meal. Have a havali sudas kva, and therefore that should be considered a sudas kva. It's not arai, it's not just a snack. Elam Rabaye, rather says Abaye, Kedetoim bar be rav va'ayo lekala. A snack is considered like the amount of food that a bar be rav, a yeshiva bachur, an avrich, would put into his mouth quickly before going lekala, before going to the shir. Sometimes he might be nervous that the shir is going to extend very long, he's going to be hungry, so he'll take a quick snack into his mouth, whatever he could fit into his mouth, a mouthful, that's what he'll eat before quickly going to the shir. So that amount of food, that's considered a snack. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, that Eichlin Achilas Arai Chutzla Sukka, Ve'en Yishenim Shenes Arai Chutzla Sukka. This is a Chumra, a lot of the Paiskim all bring this out, point this out, that in a way, sleeping in the Sukkah is considered more Chumra than eating in the Sukkah. Right, interesting, a lot of everyone's Makbet to eat in the Sukkah. Unfortunately, there are some people that are not Makbet to sleep. We see from this Gemara that sleeping is more Chumra than eating in the Sukkah. Eating in the Sukkah, says the Braisa, Eichlin Achilas a person's allowed to have a snack outside the sukkah. However, when it comes to sleeping, you're not even allowed to take a nap outside the sukkah. Now says the Gemara, my time, huh? Why is it that a person's not even allowed to take a nap outside the sukkah? Amar Rav Ashi explained, Gzeira Shema Yiradim. It's a Gzeira that maybe he'll fall into a deep slumber, he'll fall into a Shenas Kva. So therefore, you can't take a nap because it might end up turning into something that's more than a nap. Amar Le Abaye said to Rav Ashi, Elohad Tanya, rather that, but then that which we learned in the Braisa, Yashin Adam Shenas Arai B'Tfilin Avoloi Shenas Kva, that a person's allowed to take a nap while wearing tefillin, he just can't take a real sleep because there's a Gzeira Shami Yafiach, maybe he'll pass gas, so he can't have a Shenas Keva, but he's allowed to have a Shenas Arai. Why? Lecho Shami Yeradim, why don't we say the same thing, that if he takes a nap, maybe he'll fall into a Shenas Kva? Says the Gemara, Amar Biyasef, Freder of Eloi, that no, there it's talking about where he gave over his sleep to someone else, where he told someone to watch him while he takes his nap, and that's the specific case of that braisa where it's disgusting that a person is allowed to take a nap in his tefillin. It's specifically in a case where he tells someone to watch him, where he appoints someone to be his shomer. Maskefler misharshia arvich arvitzaruch, that your cosigner needs a cosigner, meaning your shomer needs a shomer. Maybe your shomer will fall asleep. Now it's interesting that we have such a chashash. I don't know, you appointed a shomer, so he'll watch you to make sure that you don't fall into a deep slumber. Maybe the shomer will fall asleep. Why is that something that we have to be chayshish for? So I saw in Minchas Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman points this out, and he leaves Bitzarachia, and he leaves it as a kasha. Interesting that the Gemara is chayshish for this. But anyway, he says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chano. So again, so the kasha is that according to Rav Ashi, that the reason why you can't take a nap outside the sukkah is because of Gzeira Shemi Yiradim. So how is it that the Braisa says with regards to tefillin that even though a person can't take a Shenas Kva because Shemi Yafiach, that he's allowed to take a nap? Why aren't we Chayshe Shemi Yiradim? Elo Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rav Yechanan B'maniach Reishai B'Birkov Askinan. That Braisa is specifically talking about a case where a person's not taking a nap on the couch. We all know about those naps when they turn into real sleeps. But it's talking about a person who's taking a nap by bending his head into his lap. He's sitting in his chair, and he puts his head down into his lap. In such a case, there's no chashash shemi yiradim. It's specifically in this case that the Bryce it's talking about when it says that the person's allowed to take a nap in his tefillin. And what then that would be fine by sukkah, according to Rav Ashi. According to Rav Ashi, by sukkah also, there's no chashash shemi yiradim when a person takes a nap sitting in his chair and just bending his head down. That's all Rav Ashi though. This is Rav Ashi's pshat and the reason why a person is not allowed to take a nap outside the sukkah. He can't take a nap outside the sukkah because of Gzeira Shemi Radin. However, says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava says a different pshat, that the pshat is because Ein Kva L'Shena, that there's no such thing as Kva when it comes to Shena. Rashi explains, sometimes a person takes a nap, a power nap, and that lasts him for the whole night. It could last him for a very long time. Sometimes even power naps are like the equivalent of actual sleep. And therefore, even a nap is considered keva with regards to this halacha, that a person's not allowed to take a nap outside the sukkah. Lamaisa, the place can point out that this is not really when we say it's a machlekes Rav Ashi Rava, this is not the regular Rav Ashi that we have generally in Shas. The standard Rav Ashi, Ravina and Rav Ashi, lived way after Abaye and Rava. They were of the latest Amorayim. They were the ones who compiled the Gemara after it was all said and done. So this is not that Rav Ashi, because an Abaye wouldn't be talking to him. This is a different Rav Ashi who lived before Abaye and Rava, or during that same time. And Rava is the Basroi. Rava really lived later. And says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore the halacha is like Rava, that the reason why a person is not allowed to take a nap outside the sukkah is because ain kval hashena, not because shemi yeradim. And the nafkamina will be that the person is not even allowed to take a nap while he's sitting in his chair and has his head bent down, because the reason is not because of a chashash shemi yeradim, it's because power naps are powerful, and therefore that's why, and therefore a person is not even going to be able to take a nap, even if he does so in a way that it for sure won't lead into a shena skva. Says the Gemara, right? There are a few more lines. Tani Chada, we learned in one braisa, Yashin Adam betfilin shenas arai avaloi shenas kfa, that a person is allowed to sleep in his tefillin, a shenas arai, he's allowed to take a nap, but he just can't take a real sleep. Vatani idach ben kfa ben arai, that he's allowed to take both, he's allowed to sleep completely with his tefillin. Vatani idach loi kfa avaloi arai, that he can't take any sort of nap, any sort of sleep. Says the Gemara, like Asha. So meaning it seems like a three-way stira. What's he allowed to do with his tefillin? Says the Gemara, like Asher, it's not a stira. Ha denaka luhu bidei. One's talking about where he's holding it in his hands. If he's holding his tefillin in his hands, so then that's when it says, like vav le arai. He can't take any sort of sleep because there's a chashash that the tefillin might fall down. Ha demanchi bereshe, once talking about where it's put on his head, where he's wearing his tefillin, so then he can't take a real sleep because there's a gzeirish amiyafiach, but he is allowed to take a nap, like we said before, sitting in his chair with his head in his lap. And ha de parasudri love, and the braisa which says that he's allowed to even take a permanent sleep, that's talking about where he's not wearing his tefillin. The tefillin are next to him, wrapped up in a case, and he's allowed to take a sleep, and that's the type of sleep that he's allowed to take. It doesn't matter if it's a nap or a real sleep, that he's allowed to do, because the tefillin are just next to him, maybe he'll fall over, but that already he's allowed to do, even a shenas kva. V'kam shenas arai, when we discuss this shenas arai, that when wearing tefillin, a person's allowed to take a shenas arai, how long is a shenas arai? Tani rami bar yecheskel, kedei hiluch mea amo. It's the amount of time it takes to walk 100 amos, which Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings, that some say we all know how long this is, and therefore a person shouldn't be lenient about this. Or he brings from the Gra, that the Gra held that this is something like 53 seconds. About 53 seconds, that's the amount of time a person is allowed to take a nap for while wearing his tefillin. Tani nami hachi, we learned in a braisa like this as well, that the shear of a shenas arai is kedei hiluch mea amo. The braisa says like this: Hayashim betfillin v'raya kari. If a person sleeping in his tefillin, the shenas kva, and he sees kari at night, so we don't want him to touch the boxes, as we'll see. It's not while he's about kari. So rather, aiches v'ritzua, he should grab the, when he wants it, he has to take off his tefillin. Obviously, he should take it off by holding on to the ritzuais, the straps. Ve'eno aiches baktitza, but he shouldn't hold the actual box that has a shin on it. It has more kedusha that he shouldn't hold, but he should hold it. He should take it off by grabbing the straps. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. However, the Chachamim say that Yashin Adin Betfilin Shenas Arai Avolai Shenas Kva. Now the person is only allowed to take a nap in his tefillin, he's not allowed to take a shenas kva, and therefore this will never happen. It'll never happen because he's only taking a nap. A person's not allowed to take a real sleep with his tefillin. Now v'kama shenas arai, this is why we're bringing the braisa. The braisa says, and how much is a shenas arai? Kedei hiluch mea amo, the amount of time it takes to walk 100 amos, which is exactly like we said before.